The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Oh, thanks, John, for that forecast. I have been living at KKFT for the past week, actually. And you people must be really sick of my voice by now.
Oh, God, turn them off. No more. No more, Uncle.
My thing, John, is you got to pick up after yourself here at the station. Your bedroll should not be out on the floor still.
You got me for a second. I thought you were going to bring up the half empty coffee cup there. I feel bad about that. I really do. I was driving on the way back. I thought, oh, my God. They're going to think I'm a slob. See what a perfectionist I am.
I know, right? Well, everything else but the show.
I'm John Potter, live and local from 9 to noon. We have some guests, including a comedian and Derek, of course. We're going to talk, call up this person who's organizing a, what do they call these places? Data centers?
Yes.
Is that the name? Okay. They're organizing a protest against a data center in Yerington. It's going to be tomorrow. I haven't had a chance to call her, but I'm going to do it during the commercial. And that will be one topic today. So, a lot to do, all local. Did you have a good week, Craig?
I had a great week after I had two teeth pulled, yes.
The man came in with blood all over his top lip. And
the gauze sticking out of my mouth.
Gauze sticking out. My God, man. You it's don't amazing. Stay home for...
People turn around and run. They can't stand the sight of blood.
You don't come... You don't take one day off, no matter what happens. We're going to have to work around you when you have a stroke, I guess.
I'll work from my hospital bed.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, I think it was a good week. I have to bring this up, the power outages. Yesterday afternoon, there was a power outage. Some people were telling me Golden in Panther Valley. They're all suspicious that it had something to do with the road construction. Like, oh, you know, we need the power turned off. But we don't know because NV Energy rarely will tell you what the deal is. And you know, these power outages are like three times a month now. I do think that the notification system with the updates kind of needs to be upgraded. Last time, because I, you know, you register online and I received a call. It notified me that the power was back on a few minutes after the power came back on. It's 2026, and there must be a way to communicate factually and efficiently so residents don't have to scour the internet for answers without the power on. You know, your battery better be good. And we rarely hear the reason for the outage after the power comes back on. You know, one time, I guess the news people like us were calling them. And so the day after the power came back on, NV Energy called it an electric failure. So they must laugh there on Neil Road where they are at what they pull on the media. I like NV Energy. I think, listen, compared to other states, our power prices are not that bad. And we don't have like hydro generators here, you know, like Washington State does, and still our power, I think, at being next to California. Overall, I think, of course, they keep raising it. Okay, 3 cents here and there. I don't get worked up about that. And I think overall they do a pretty good job. So I am already apologizing for what I said 5 minutes into the show.
Well, hey, I can't complain about electricity at all. My apartment complex was built and is very green, so I would say. My power bill in my two-bedroom apartment is $32 a month.
Oh, come on. Really? Is this a call from 1972 here?
Nope, it is. You'll be in the studio on Monday again here down in Carson City. You got another day in the jail. But yeah, I'll show you the power bill on Monday.
Everybody has a better rate than me.
You've got the pond outside. The pump stays running 24/7.
Yeah, I think that has something to do with it. Yeah. what else? The Biscar fire is still going. It's 2 weeks old today, 99% contained. It's burned about 109 square miles up north. It crossed the Nevada state line, north Washoe County, way north of Cold Springs and Hallelujah Junction. It's way northeast of Gerlach. Isn't it amazing how big Washoe County really is? I mean, I would tell you about evacuations up there, but there's nobody living there. I mean, really, there's not one little hamlet. Gerlach is actually the big town up there. That's the metropolis. There's nothing else up there. I zoomed in the map as close as I could, and you see nothing up there. That's Washoe County. The New Pass Fire, about 10 miles north of Highway 50, northwest of Austin, started last Sunday, so it's a week old tomorrow. 49 square miles burned. This is, about as close to us. And the word this morning is that extreme fire behavior is still possible with this same old, the hot, dry, windy. It's really dry even overnight there. Air quality in Austin, Nevada, quote, generally good. I have to tell you, if you love Oregon, Washington, or Idaho, you don't want to look at where the fires are burning out there. Beloved places out there. It is heartbreaking. Wildfires suck, but they're part of the ecosystem. Full suppression on everything does not lead to anything good. I know somebody who spends, a lot of time, most of their days in the mountains, and he says the conditions are terrible. He says there is 50 years or more of a fuel buildup in a lot of places. So it's going to be hot today. Do I have to check the temperature? I don't think I have to, really. It doesn't matter. 100 possibly will be our high in Reno today. Where is the nearest splash pad? That's all I want to know. And speaking of which, how did we lose the splash pad on Victorian Square? Who allowed that to happen? The one that was in front of the movie theaters. I haven't seen that one on, I think, all last summer, and I go to Victorian a lot. I am a huge splash pad fan. Google says there are 18 splash pads in Reno Sparks. Really? 18? I know there's a big one at Wild Island. I bet there are lines there this weekend at Wild Island. I can't keep up with what the admission costs now. Something else I'm afraid to check. I know the two splash pads in Minden, in Carson Valley, the Minden Park splash pad and the Westwood splash pad on Pinewood. It's behind the Ironwood Center. And that one just reopened last week, just in time. Carson City has the Bob McFadden splash pad on West 3rd. And we have the one at Heavenly in the courtyard on off Lake Tahoe Boulevard, South Lake, still, don't we? The one in front of Base Camp Pizza is a good one. You should know that downtown Reno streets are closed off. Actually, the big story is the wild, whatever they call it, Wing Festival going on downtown today. And I was told somebody went yesterday. I guess it was open last night. And the wings in downtown Reno for this festival, the wing cook-off, $2 a piece for wings. All right. Yes, you can buy them for 49 cents each at the supermarket or something. They're $2 downtown Reno, but this is you get the music, you get the good vibes, maybe dancing, and this and that to make you comfortable. And so that's why I still think it's worth it, $2 a wing for that. Now tomorrow, Sparks is going to close off their downtown Victorian Square and the side streets ahead of Hot August Nights coming to town next. They're here. They're in Virginia City today. The main events for Reno and Sparks begin Monday. Today, Hot August Nights in Virginia City. The RGJ asks, will Hot August Nights ever allow classic cars from the 1980s? I guess they don't. But okay. Fascinating newspaper, I know. We're going to take our first break, and I'm going to open up the phone screener, and we'll. If you want to bring up something, if not, I'm going to ramble on because there's never quite enough John Potter, even though he's doing the weather every hour on how many stations? Five or something, and it's just not enough for my ego. So anyway, I'm going to be taking a short break, and I'll be back immediately. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk FM News Talk, time 9:17.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
Hello. 9:20, 20 after 9, John Potter, live and local, KKFT, KSVL, 99.1, 92.3 FM. Emails and texts on the travel segment last Saturday, a listener writes, can't recommend Amtrak highly enough. You're paying for it anyway, so you may as well ride. That part I don't get. Are you referring to, like, the tax money that goes to keep Amtrak alive or what? But anyway, goes on. The Coast Starlight is their best train in the country. Los Angeles to Seattle or vice versa, or from anywhere in between Emeryville, for instance. Well, thank you for that. Yes, I've only taken the California Zephyr. I've taken it many, many times. I was in love with it. Last few times, I talked about this last Saturday, not so good, but, you know, I would still choose it. I have not done the Coast Starlight, definitely on my very, very long list. I made a list for three lifetimes, by the way, but it's on there. And I brought this up before a few times, I think. We love the Death Valley Inn, but even better, and I was just reminded of this because I was mentioning about the wildfires that are going to break your heart if you look at what's happening in Washington State, Idaho, and Oregon. One of my greatest trips, if you love the mountains, check out the Sawtooth Mountain Wilderness, where 1 year and 2 weeks ago, we stayed at the Mountain Village Resort in Stanley, Idaho. Now, Stanley, Idaho is in the middle of nowhere, and I think they're awfully darn proud of it. 115 people live there year-round. You go over there to the town gift shop, and they've got this big display there, a T-shirt they hope you'll buy and wear. It says, Stanley sucks. Tell your friends. Stanley is one of those undiscovered places, and the locals and the people, they will come there year after year, and they would just like to keep it that way. Flowing by Stanley is the Salmon River. The Salmon River in Idaho has at its headwaters a place called Redfish Lake. And Redfish Lake is one of a series of lakes at the very top of the Sawtooth Mountains. Elevation something like, 6,500 feet. And coming out of that is a little creek, which rather quickly becomes the Salmon River. And the Salmon River flows for a great distance until it runs into the Snake River, which will itself flow for some long distance until it flows into the Columbia River, which will likewise itself flow for some great distance until it flows into the Pacific Ocean. Redfish Lake gets its name from the Chinook and the sockeye salmon, which come there to breed. And you see the little tiny fish, which will get a little strength and then start going downstream, and they swim. It's 900 miles from Red fish lake to the Pacific Ocean, but these little fish will fight their way there the length of three entire rivers, 900 miles and out into the Pacific Ocean. Now, this may all be BS. This is what somebody told me there, but I think it's true. I think it's hard to believe. 900 miles and out into the Pacific Ocean, the length of three entire rivers, and where these little fish will swim to live for some several years, gaining strength and growth and maturity until ultimately, by the miracle of nature, the signal is sent to them to go home. And these fish will, from the broad expanse of the Pacific Ocean, find the mouth of the Columbia, and then they will swim up it. Now, the Columbia has a myriad of tributaries. There are a whole bunch of rivers, a whole bunch of streams, which all combine to produce the mighty Columbia. And the salmon, the ones which hatched up at Redfish Lake and its tributaries, they will be able to work through that grand mass of streams and be able to find the Columbia up to where the Snake River flows in, and they will turn and they will swim up the complete length of the Snake River until they find where the Salmon River flows in. And then, through its crystal clear waters, through the mountains onward, they will swim through ever smaller or streams until ultimately a small brook takes them to Redfish Lake, where from time immemorial they have bred, reproduced, and passed on the torch of life. It is an astounding thing. My personal disappointment was to go there in the middle of July. I was there 1 year, 2 weeks ago, middle of July. The salmon had not started coming back yet. It wasn't for another month, they told me. Well, thanks. I'm not a person who has a big, or I'm really seriously not a big, you know, list person anymore. I'm not a person who has this big list of places I want to go and things I want to see. But I do want some, one of these years to come back there in August or September. And I want to stand along the little streams and I want to see those salmon coming back. It is an astounding demonstration of, again, the great, ingenious glory of God's creation of life. It's such an amazing thing with its complexities, imperatives that are overwhelmingly beyond our comprehension. And I know some people who go there in the fall to see a fish just to stand in awe again. Because there's not much to do in Stanley. That's why you go. These fish, by the time they get there to lay their eggs that swam 900 miles against the current since they left the warm waters of the Pacific, they probably would prefer to stay there, but they get the signal, and they have climbed an altitude of more than a mile. And forgive me for sounding like this is a report on my summer vacation, but Stanley, Idaho has, according to the sign when you come into town, a population, according to the census, of 115 people. And, well, in the summer, it's a few more than that. People come from all over the country, and their goal is to get into these mountains to ride their bicycles or run or hike through these forests. And there are tents and campers that you will see. You know, here's one. And you go another couple of miles, there's a few more, and you don't have to bring a lot of money and stay at this mountain village resort at the banks of the Salmon River. The federal government has all these camping sites and camping areas, and people come and they spend their vacation with a tent and a folding table and a fishing pole, and eyes and hearts open to the wonder and the awe of it all that is around them. The people, just give me one more minute, the people who come there tend to be a little adventurous. They also tend to be appreciative of nature, and they get together in the middle of town in the morning, and they get together in the middle of town at night. There's this little bakery there in Stanley, and people gather around to see what this shop just pulled out of the oven on a Thursday night. There is a street dance, and there are two Idaho state highways, two lanes that converge in Stanley. the other streets, and I think there are five of them, none of them are paved. There are no sidewalks. It's merely a little place in part of a valley where a few people decided to build some houses. But like I said, Thursday night at the pizza place, there's going to be a band, and they will shut off the streets, and all the hikers and the campers and the river guides and the people working at the resorts, rich and poor, old and young, some folks when they're little kids, others old, retired people with white hair, you know, they will visit and they will dance and they're going to tap their toes to the music, and they'll applaud between the songs, and they'll look off one way and see the sunset, and they'll look off the other way and they'll see the glory of the Sawtooth Mountains, all of it in open air, all of it with a spirit of vitality and strength. That really is not just the American West, but it's truly America, right? Truly, it's America, and I'm here in this place, and I am rejoicing over it. I am not the sort of person who believes that one place is better than another. We have the privilege of living in northern Nevada. It's an area of exquisite beauty, nature, which is almost unrivaled in the world, and I have hiked in Idaho to the shore of pristine alpine lakes, and they're dazzling, but I have here at home stood there on the banks of Tahoe and the Truckee and have felt the same wonder, awe, and appreciation. 30 seconds, I promise. So I'm not sure if you got a summer vacation this year or where it's taken you, or if maybe your chance for a break is just going to be a walk down at the closest park, but whatever it is, open your eyes, open your heart, open your mind, and glory at the creation. I have not seen God, but I have seen his handiwork, and they are, to me, inseparable. I got another text about emissions testing, but I'm running late. We're going to break for Fox News. I am John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 9:30.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour, 24-7, 99.1 KKFT. It's 9:30. On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hi, Mr. Derek Lee.
Hello, John. How are you today?
All right, my man. All right. How was your week?
I was fun. It was great. Very busy. Great. How about yours?
Lots to say. Lots to say. But this is your half hour. Derek Lee, BrainHealthFormulas.com. First off, you got to start by telling us about your time last Saturday at the Carson Valley Healing Collective. And we talked to you on the phone last Saturday while you were there. You brought out the bioresonance scanner. You brought your products out there. But a healing collective. Tell us all about it. What were people saying to you?
It was a group of natural practitioners. Nicole Colici put it on at her office, the Gut Girl, and Dr. Joshua.
Gut Girl?
Gut Girl, G-U-T, the Gut Girl. Nicole Colici, it's her office. That's what she's been doing.
That's interesting.
Yeah, she's
a catchy label, the Gut Girl.
She's great at it. And Dr. Joshua Welch, who is a chiropractor in Gardnerville, I believe. Those two, they're the ones who put on the Minden Health Fair, which they're already planning for the January of next year as well. And so they put on this little gathering of very intimate. There's seven vendors, I think. There's a mushroom company, a jewelry person from South Lake Tahoe, hypnotherapy, sound therapy, and there's just a handful of us all got together to do this little event. It was fantastic.
Sound therapy, hypnotherapy. Were there crystals?
I don't know. We got
that would be the hippie trifecta.
We got there a little late, and there's people waiting for us to get there. And the minute we got there and we got set up, we started scanning, and we scanned until an hour after we were supposed to be there.
The bioresonance scanner.
Yep.
Well, what were people saying? I mean,
we had to line up the
what
door.
What was their reaction to this?
We scanned 15 people in 4 hours. So people loved it. People were still showing up when we were leaving. It provides a lot of information. It provides information that we can't get otherwise. And so it actually tells us how our intestinal tract is functioning on a cellular level. And so it's just beneficial data, beneficial information. It shows a picture of how their gut's functioning, especially as we age. You go to a doctor because your stomach hurts. You go to a doctor because you have constipation. You go to a doctor because you have irritable bowel syndrome or chronic constipation. Or, you know, maybe you have your stomach hurts. And so this scanner can actually show us why you're having these issues. And so we just wanted to expose it. We wanted people to see how it works. We wanted to just, you know, give people the opportunity to see how it can function.
They must have talked your ear off.
It was a busy day.
I mean, so many questions.
Yeah, it was great. We loved it. We had a lot of positive feedback. People loved coming out there. It was just a really nice time. It was great.
What product was the top seller there?
Dopexil.
No kidding.
It took the crown.
I took two today.
Yeah, it's great. Dopexil is one of the top sellers.
I'll tell you, folks, I'm okay. I got to keep repeating my age when I talk about this. I'm 72, and at 72 years old, to be able to talk, how long was that? 12 minutes about Stanley, Idaho. Come on. I give Dopexil great credit for that. Who can do that?
Just you, John. Just you, John.
Stanley, Idaho. did you do anything at Gardnerville after?
We went to Odette
Steiner. I would stay there all day and...
We went to Odette Steiner and had breakfast or lunch. It was great. And
oh,
then we came home and came back to the office, really, and worked for the rest of the day and left about 10 o'clock that night.
Yeah, let's talk about that work, because you have new products. Gosh, more new products?
This is actually the first new products we've had in about 2 months.
All right.
So that's fun.
Hey, JB. JB just came in.
So, yeah, this is the first product we've had new in a recent while, based on the information and demonstration of what we found with the bioresonance scanner.
Uh-huh.
The big concern or the big issue in what we found with 75 people that we've scanned so far is everyone is dealing with parasites. Everyone has parasites. Everyone has parasites in the brain. Everyone has parasites in the gut. We found parasites in the liver, kidneys, nervous system, everywhere. And so
where do they come from?
Food, mostly. What I found, so I just read yesterday, was something like a hookworm we can get just by walking barefoot in the grass, by walking barefoot in the beach. It can penetrate through our foot and just crawl through our skin because they're microscopic. We don't even know they're there.
Do you feel anything from that?
Never know. Never know.
They're so small that they don't...
That's right.
It's not noticeable, but inside they cause damage.
They just sit there and they get inside, and then they become our body's a buffet for them. I think the most dangerous ones actually aren't big. They're not like a big tapeworm you see on social media. I think they're more microscopic, and so it's really fascinating that it's just the amount of information I've learned about parasites in the last several months, just working with our bioresonance scanner and our biofeedback and how that actually works, and just recognizing the parasites might actually be the cause to just about all health issues from gut, from autoimmune disorders, from neurological disorders. I didn't put the neurological disorders together necessarily with parasites until I started looking from an anti-parasitic perspective. So ivermectin, which is a big trigger word these days, it has been for several years now. Ivermectin is actually extracted from a bacteria that an individual found in Japan, but next to a golf course. So it's a natural component from the soil. And so it's similar to rapamycin in a lot of ways. Rapamycin is bacteria extracted from soil as well. So ivermectin, it can't necessarily be only used for pharmaceutical uses because it's derived from a natural bacteria. So that's kind of gives a lot of wiggle room in a lot of ways. Things I found about ivermectin, though, is one, people have taken up to 100 milligrams three times a day for more than 6 months with no negative effects on the entire body. Isn't that interesting? So we've been told that 3 or 6 milligrams is enough to kill parasites. Well, that might be enough to kill parasites in the gut on round one, but it's not enough to actually remove parasites from the entire body.
What can?
Well, you have to continually take it. So it's about just saturating your system and just continually having it available to us. And so one of the things that we found with our research team and our research experimenters is that just continually taking it actually enables us to keep killing off parasites, not only in the gut, but through our muscles, in our joints, in our teeth, in our mouths, in our esophagus. So people have chronic heartburn. Actually, that is possible that parasites might be the cause of all heartburn. And so I have had chronic heartburn since I was in high school. Since I started this protocol, my heartburn has decreased so much, I don't take anything to deal with it anymore. And so another thing with sleep anyways, sleep has been an issue. And so people who might feel tired or exhausted, and then when they try to lay down at night and they can't fall asleep, it's possible that the reason they can't fall asleep and why their brain just wakes up when you try to fall asleep is because the parasites wake up when we try to fall asleep. And this is going to be a personal story. It might be disgusting or disturbing. It is to me. That's why I'm going to tell it.
Go for it.
Is when we started going through this protocol and started trying to kill parasites in the brain, I didn't think I had anything in my brain. I didn't think that was possible. But I like to sleep on my side. And about 2 weeks into this protocol, all of a sudden I hear this. There's a parasite rubbing on the inside of my eardrum. And all I hear is a scratching. And it's rubbing on the inside of my eardrum. It's not on the outside.
That would scare the hell out of me.
It was like that for about 2 weeks. And so that's what communicated to me, like, I've got parasites in my brain. And so this is real. This is something I went through. So we've been trying to kill parasites with our cat. So the cat has ear mites. And so I use some of the cat's eardrops. And so when you get fluid in your ears, it actually generates a greater resonance chamber. So the sound got even louder after I did that. Learned that one the hard way.
You're an adventurous man taking cat eardrops.
Well, that's how I found out that scratchy noise wasn't on the outside. It's actually on the inside. And so,
well, wrap this story up here. Now, the parasites. So what exactly do you take for this?
So the product I build is called the form is called Parablast, which actually uses ivermectin. It uses mebendazole. Mebendazole can pass through the blood-brain barrier and kill parasites in the brain. And we use MSM, which is an organic sulfur compound, which is a natural supplement. And we use alpha-lipoic acid, which is another natural supplement. But both all these work on the nervous system. And so we kind of are able to. So basically what we did was we developed our own, in quotes, drug. We developed our own compound by adding more components than just the drugs themselves. And so this is what we've been experimenting with, and we've had tremendous success so far. It even works on skin issues with the skin. And so it's been beneficial for rosacea, people who have hair loss, people who have scalp issues. So there's a huge systemic effect, not just based on the gut. It's drastically improved memory, cognition, comprehension, weight loss. People who have sugar cravings. Sugar cravings might be driven by parasites or fungus.
Well, you put together an anti-parasitic bundle.
Mm-hmm.
Briefly tell us, is it on your website to purchase?
Yep.
All right. Is that the name of it?
Yep. A parasite bundle is the name of the bundle. Parablast is the name of the anti-parasitic, which is ivermectin and mebendazole. And then the para-binder is a binder to help bind all toxins the parasites are going to release.
All right. It's on brainhealthformulas.com. First page?
First page, right at top.
Okay. First page, brainhealthformulas.com. Look for the anti-parasitic bundle. More fun talk about brain worms and things coming up. Hope you're having a good breakfast. No, we won't get too gory after this. There's a lot more to talk about, but brainhealthformulas.com. Help me. It's helped a lot of people. And get the anti-parasitic bundle. You'll sleep better. And we're going to take a break right now. Back shortly. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. One more segment with Derek next. FM News Talk time, 9:48. Live and local, John Potter here, 9 to noon on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk with Derek Lee here, brainhealthformulas.com. It's been an enormous success for how many years now? Do you start with this, what, four?
Two, almost 3 years.
3 years, okay. Yeah. You've been on the radio this long, and now you have how many products?
I don't know. I stopped counting. Okay. Quite a few.
Okay.
Keeps me busy and occupied.
The big star of this morning is the anti-parasitic bundle with a binder and liver kidney protection. That all goes together?
Yep, that's the bundle.
Okay. It's at brainhealthformulas.com. And since it's a bundle, it's more economical than buying the products separately. Awesome. Very effective formulas for killing parasites, and not just parasites, right?
Yeah, it also addresses fungus and mold as well. So it's for...
Do we have fungus and mold too?
Oh my gosh, that's candida overgrowth. Candida is a fungus, and so what happens is it breaches the intestinal wall, and then it creates havoc. And so what happens is once it gets outside the intestinal wall, fungus and mold start generating their own ecosystem, and then parasites come in, and parasites live within the fungus and mold, so that becomes the food source for parasites. And so then they start generating biofilm to protect themselves, and that's why we become antibiotic resistant, is because the biofilm. And so parasites, fungus, and mold all form this nice, happy ecosystem that we're attempting to disrupt.
I have not noticed any over-the-counter anti-parasite pills.
You won't. It won't ever happen.
Why?
Because they're based, because they work. And so that's a control issue. That's the best I can come up with. I don't like to be conspiratorial, but that's, I mean, the ivermectin came out in 1981.
Oh, you're right. And
it's controlling.
Got political during COVID time, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Could there be any diet that would help?
Not that I'm aware of. Because fungus and parasites will generate
like a lot of garlic or something.
Hypothetically, that works. What I've found with my own experimentation with this product, this bundle, is that ivermectin and mebendazole, they actually paralyze the parasites, and so those two components, they degrade the body slowly. And so it takes a long time. It just takes time to slowly degrade the body, whereas natural components just attack the parasite. When you just attack the parasite, then the parasites dump all the toxins they've accumulated over decades, and so it actually makes your body a toxic waste dump. And so this is something where I believe something like ivermectin and mebendazole is more efficient, because it slowly decomposes the parasite to where our body can take it up a lot easier, and this is why we have a binder to start encapsulating all those toxins parasites release.
You say these parasites might be responsible for heartburn and lack of sleep?
Yeah, I'm fairly certain that's why. I've taken a tremendous amount of sleep aids over the years, and so ever since we started this transformation with anti-parasitic bundle, what I've noticed is I've reduced almost all my sleep aids to just melatonin. Uh-huh. And something interesting about that is parasites crave on melatonin and serotonin, which is typically what we make at night. And so as we kill parasites, our normal natural production of melatonin increases, and our ability to produce serotonin naturally increases as well.
You know, every clickbait article I open up about how to stay young, how to feel great and all this, and the top three things you should do to feel like you're 20 again. And there's always in that top three, get enough sleep.
Yeah.
And I hate when they always say that, because I never get enough sleep.
Yeah.
And I can't even if I wanted to. My body is now trained to be wide awake after 5.5 hours of sleep.
Maybe that can change now, John.
Well, yeah. Did Is that what you brought me?
Yeah, that's
today?
What I brought you, yeah.
Oh, you're going to kill parasites. That is so awesome.
So one of the other things we found is this bundle is very beneficial to prostate. Prostate issues, any urogenital for male and females, I believe it's a significant reason why our bladder stops functioning properly. It also has an effect on the pelvic floor muscles.
What was I going to say?
Prostate.
Okay.
Prostate, yeah.
I got to mention, my doctor, a couple of visits ago, he told me, while you're 72, chances are, odds are, you're going to have prostate cancer.
Yep.
It is that common in men of this age.
So that's one of the benefits. So that's something that we have noticed really fast, that the prostate starts to improve usually within a week. If it doesn't happen within a week, it's going to happen very soon after. And so it's because it's not just parasites, it's microorganisms. So anyone we have scanned and we actually check their prostate tissue, everyone has microorganisms. Everyone that we've checked has parasites in their prostate. If there are parasites, there's going to be fungus and mold. If there's fungus and mold and parasites, there's going to be bacteria. And so that's what causes that whole ecosystem of parasite inflammation, which is what drives the PSA higher. So yes, same thing with the bladder. Same thing with bladder issues. Everyone has bladder issues, has a high amount of microorganisms, and parasites are always there.
Tough topic, I know, folks, but we want you to be healthy. We want you to feel good. The anti-parasitic bundle with a binder and liver kidney protection is at brainhealthformulas.com on the first page. Check it out and save a little money getting the bundle, anti-parasitic bundle. Derek, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, John. If anyone has questions, feel free to give me a call, 775-634-7789. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Stuff we didn't really want to know, but you got to know.
Also, it's beneficial for the lungs.